KTRS. David Stokes from the Show Me Institute is nice enough to come into studio. Our next guest is from the Show Me Institute. However, she's small-timing us. Casey Galbraith, you don't want to come into the studio?
I'll come in next time.
Holy mackerel. What's the deal? David Stokes scare you away or what?
Maybe.
All right. Casey, you're with the Show Me Institute. You're a policy analyst, just like David Stokes.
I'm actually a policy researcher.
Policy researcher, and you're doing some research on light rail?
Absolutely.
What are you finding out?
Well, there's a lot going on in St. Louis right now around light rail, and the main things that they're working on is this transit-oriented development and then also that new streetcar proposal downtown. But the transit-oriented development is just a bad idea in my opinion.
All right, well, refresh our memory. What is that one?
Sure. So transit-oriented development is they want to create some development around existing Metrolink stations, so like housing, shops, restaurants, offices, and that's located like a quarter to a half mile around the transit station.
Okay, and that idea sounds like a great idea. You got people coming to the light rail station. They want to buy a coffee, maybe want to read a book or something along that while they're waiting for the train. They're getting on and off. Seems like a great place to put something.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really nice, and I wouldn't mind going somewhere like that. But the problem with it is that it's obviously going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money. And then on top of that, it's also harmful to the region overall.
Explain that. Why is it harmful to the region?
Sure. So what happens is, you know, it seems like progress. We're building things. We have these new places. You can go get a coffee at a new place. But when the government decides it wants to build a new development, that's not a reaction to the market needing this new shopping center or new apartments. So if you're already shopping at a Walmart or a Starbucks nearby, you might go to this new location because it's more convenient for you, but we're not actually getting new economic development for the region. People aren't buying more. They're just buying somewhere else.
Yeah, certainly understandable. Now, let's take about this light rail that was brought up, I guess, last week. They're at least starting the conversation of putting some type of light rail from Grand all the way down to the ballpark and sort of back in a giant loop. That's a good idea, right?
Oh, some people think so, that's for sure. But, you know, the thing is, I'm not against light rail overall, but I think that it should be something that if the city of St. Louis, if the residents here decide they really want that, great, then they can make that a priority with their money and they can pay for it. But it's being federally subsidized. We're getting all these other things involved, and I don't think that's something that the rest of the country should be paying for.
Now, in terms of, because I'm going to, the interstates are federally funded, roads are federally funded, we all use the roads, and while I might not use Highway 95 in Florida, I'll use Highway 70 here. And so doesn't it all come out in the wash, whether it's roads or trains or light rail or something along those lines? We all use transportation to get from point A to point B, so it all kind of comes out in the wash.
Well, we do all use transportation, but we do all have, you know, there are less expensive ways to do this. We're in a difficult time in our government right now. We have so much debt, and creating new transit, I think, is a bad idea. I think that's a bad way to spend our money. We have buses as another option that's going to get people places easily and for much less cost. I think you're right that, yeah, we all do use transportation, but I think that there are smarter ways to go about it.
This light rail is talked about taxing businesses along the route. You don't have a problem if they choose to tax them themselves.
If the businesses want to do that and they, you know, they vote for that, then sure, I don't see a problem with that.
In terms of transportation and in terms of light rail or trolleys or things like that, do you have any evidence or any studies showing that it doesn't work? I mean, do trolleys and light rail bring people from point A to point B and help spur economic development?
Well, there's no real evidence that demonstrates that these light rail and the trolleys really bring any economic development to a region, and that's one of my biggest concerns about it, is that there's always subsidies involved. You can take, you know, Portland is an example where people often say, this is a light rail success. But you know what? It's not. It took 10 years for them to get the developments that they wanted along that rail line, and that's because the government started subsidizing businesses at that point.
But truck stops were only a fraction of what they were until the interstates came along, and now you have giant truck stops, all thanks to the quote-unquote transportation federally funded with internet, with interstates.
That's something that I don't know as much about, but I'd be glad to learn more about it.
Casey, how long have you been at the Show Me Institute?
Since September.
All right. Well, you know, I'm kind of offended you wouldn't come in and at least sit down and do this in studio.
You know, I would love to meet you, McGraw. Next time you want to have me on, I'd be happy to come in and meet you.
You are always welcome, Casey. Come on in. Is there some report or a way people to get a hold of you to discuss this further?
I recently submitted a testimony about this transportation issues. I also have a video coming out in a couple days about it, so we'll be keeping on top of this. And we also have some previous research from scholars at the Show Me Institute on transportation.
And the Show Me Institute website is?
ShowMeInstitute.org, and our blogs are on ShowMeDaily.org.
There you go. Casey, have a good day. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Casey Galbraith, who is a Show Me Policy Analyst, here on Big 550 KTRS. 7:58. Tim Weiland's in the KTRS Traffic Center, sponsored by Sonic.